This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Hey, everybody. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, man. I am exhausted. It's been such a hectic week at our store there, and we appreciate everybody really coming in and asking good questions and what to do during this thing. It's an eye opener, all right, and we're doing everything at the store we can to help out there. We're even doing curbside ordering, so if you want to need something, you want to call the store up and we'll, you know, get your order, take a credit card and have it bagged up for you so we can, you can just run in and get it, or we can come out to the car if we're available. Phone's been really busy. So if everybody is calling in, you know, we appreciate if you're not getting an answer, just call back in a few minutes, or we have about five or six lines, but believe it or not, they're all been tied up lately, especially people trying to call their orders in. So I want you to, you know, hang in there, understand what we're doing. We're wiping down as much as we can everything in the store constantly. So that's going on. Got some things. We do have when I left yesterday, there was, you know, a good number of sanitizers there. But I haven't been in today, so I don't know what's going on yet. We did get a lot of silver back in stock here. So that just came in yesterday. So we got a lot of that on hand. That's available. We got plenty of elderberry back in too, so that's available. More zinc lozenges came in. These are all, you know, pretty good things to have around. Of course, vitamin D, we're okay on. So the companies are still supplying us, and we, you know, constantly getting things in, and but, you know, the shelves look a little bare, but you can, that's understandable. But we're still getting stuff in every day, and we're constantly putting stuff back on the shelf. So if we're out of something, you know, please let us know, and, you know, we'll definitely, as soon as it comes in, we'll call you, that kind of stuff. We're going to be closing at 8 p.m. tonight. We usually close at 9, but we're just going to do a little early night tonight at 8 p.m., and as far as the future goes, I mean, we're planning to be there. So, you know, call to make sure that if you, you know, have any doubts if we're open or not. So that's about it. But we do plan on doing that. And we're taking good caution out there. I hope everybody's doing all right. You know, people are asking me, I'm no expert. I think keeping your immune system is super important, keeping your immune system up. And so I'm still exercising, cutting out the sugar. Sugar, you know, remember that's nutrition 101, drops your immune system down. What I remember years ago, some famous nutritionist said one teaspoon will drop it down 5 or 6 hours there of sugar. So be careful, you know, the junk foods and things. This is a good time to, not, you know, kind of stay away from them. I know they're comfort foods, and everybody wants to be comforted now, so I understand. But there are good alternatives, right? What else? Well, my guest today, I'll have him on in a few minutes, is Dean Morrison. He's a fifth-generation herbalist, and he was, Dean was probably, I think, my first show, maybe back in the early 2000s there. Dean was on from Nature's Way, and loved having him on. I was out at Nature's Way a number of times out in Utah, in Provo, Utah. So I went out there 4 or 5 times over the years, and just was always impressed with their, you know, their whole organization, and how when the herbs came into the facility, there's a quarantine room, and everything was tested, and they had all the laboratory equipment. This is the early 2000s there. I think a lot of companies have adopted that now, but they are one of the first out there, and their products have just been fantastic. And Dean, kind of grew up in this environment, and he's done a lot of, you know, good things. So I heard him talk back in December down in Florida at a lecture, and he did a lecture on elderberry. So I said, Dean, you know, we got to, you know, do a show again. It's been a while. And he said he would. And so he's going to be here. We're going to be talking about the immune system and the liver and how important the liver is when it comes to the immune system. And maybe he'll give you a little brief little story on the elderberry, which I was fascinating, the origins of it, if we have time and things. So that's going on, and that's about it. You know, people again are asking me what to do, and I said, you know, make sure you know the zinc is good. The lozenges are great if you start coming down with your first like little throat thing or a little cough or a little sneeze. The zinc lozenges are good. Zinc in general is good for you if you're low in zinc, which I don't know how many of you know that, but it is an immune booster, zinc. So. Yeah, people who are kind of deficient in zinc will notice it a lot more than that. Taking a few thousand D a day, taking a 500,000 C a day, all these things are good boosters. We have plenty of oregano oil, too, and I'm a big fan of that. And, you know, we had Dr. Cass on last week, and he's telling everybody to really pound the oregano oil. And, not the pizza stuff. You could pound the pizzas, I guess. It's a good time to pound pizza. I just heard about Domino getting more workers in there. If they use the wild oregano on there, I can maybe imbibe a little bit. So that's what's going on at the store. Remember, just always call, check us out. Remember, our website is hollyhillvitamins.com. A couple of articles I want to get to before we take our first break. And, everybody's there's a nice little article about echinacea here. And, of course, that people are using echinacea again along with the elderberry and other things for their immune system. This is something when I had Terry Lemerand on talking about echinacea for anxiety and relaxing with it. So this is a good little research from Phytotherapy Research and a lot of people don't realize that echinacea can have a anti-anxiety effect in the body. So I was just going through this little test here, this little study they did with about 65 adults, and they scored over 45 on a standard anxiety scale, which I'd like to try one day. They took a placebo or like 40 milligrams of echinacea twice a day. After 7 days, the anxiety scores decreased by 11 points, or about 25% for the echinacea and only 3 points for the placebo. But the nice thing, the benefits continued, they said, for about 3 weeks later for those who had taken the echinacea. And they were greatest in those who began the study with the highest anxiety scores. So they have these little chemicals in there called alkamides, which bind to the whole cannabinoid thing we were talking about, the CB1, which that stops the enzyme from breaking down and everything. So that's pretty cool. You know, and that's the CBD. You know, it's so funny because CBD has been the hot thing in the store for the last couple of years. And I don't think I talked about it for the last few days in the store, which normally you talk about it every day at the store with customers. But this is a time when people are under a lot of stress and anxiety. So the CBD is a great idea. And also the... This anxiety for echinacea. You can even do it for the kids. You know, they have some of the ones we have are really tiny, and you can just like slip it under their tongue there, kind of thing. So I thought that was interesting. So you can relax with echinacea as well as all the good herbs. Yeah, maybe I'll talk to Dean about certain herbs you can do for anxiety as well as your immune system. The other little article was from Diabetes Metabolism Research and. Magnesium, we're known as the magnesium store. A lot of our people in the store recommend magnesium and because it does, they say over, 300, I think it's up to 500. They have different enzymatic reactions in the body. And one of the things that it does is include the, controlling your glucose levels. So they had all these doctors review 26 articles reporting on long-term magnesium studies covering over 1 million men and women. That's pretty big. And the doctors followed up for an average of 11 years measuring magnesium in the diet and through the supplements too. And they divided them up. And those who got the most magnesium were 22% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes versus the low magnesium. And for every 100 milligram increase in daily magnesium, chances for diabetes declined by 6%. And they did all these other subgroups, but everything with lowering, triglycerides and increasing your HDLs and helping with the blood pressure, all those things. There's a little subgroup of participants with this, with diabetes, who took magnesium. All these things improved. So it's a good idea, to check that out. And we have it in every which way, folks. I mean, telling you, we have it in powder. We have it in effervescent. We have it in chewable gummies now. There's magnesium in all different ways. And it's all different kinds. I can't get into that now, but different forms of magnesium. And each one kind of does little things. You even have one that crosses the blood-brain barrier and things like that. And so it helps with memory. A lot of good magnesium stuff. So we have a whole little magnesium section in the store there. So, and again, anybody at the store there, the nutrition people and stuff, will be happy to guide you through that there. I guess that's about it. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Dean Morris. We can talk about the immune system and what we can be doing and all that good stuff. So just hang in there.
Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can get better faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary natural homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is a top-selling, clinically tested extract that comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka. Also look for Umka Cold Plus Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold Plus Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka. Look for Umka products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Commons Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon. And a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Commons Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPD, AM 1440.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Joe.
You can't touch this.
That was going to be my t-shirt I was going to wear today. Oh, Barry told you. Okay. Yeah. See, I got all these plans. Joe told you. All right. I always do that. I always have these, great t-shirt. You can't touch this. Or I thought of 6 feet apart or 6 feet under. I'd like that t-shirt too. I don't know. And on the phone, we have Dean Morris. And Dean, welcome.
Jim, good to be back with you.
Good to be back. Yeah, it's been a while. Dean is, he's a fifth generation herbalist, and for 13 years he formulated and did the clinical studies and he educated for Nature's Way out of Provo, Utah there. And he was also had full practicing privileges at a major hospital, and was dean of admissions at Dr. John Christopher's School of Natural Healing. So Dean's been around, and like I said, I went down to Florida at one of our conventions and heard him speak on the wonders of elderberry. And I said, Dean, I got to have you back on the show again, because not only are you a great herbalist and educated, but you also tell a good story too. And so, Dean, how's it going out there in Utah?
Doing well. It's nice to be able to be socially distant from you and still talk with you at the same time.
Yeah.
That was quite a convention, kind of to wrap up the 2019, one of the last conferences that we'll have for a little while, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right, folks. Our big one that was supposed to be a month ago got canceled there out in California. And have you been keeping yourself healthy and stuff in the family and everything?
We definitely have. You know, there are risk and balance that must be played out in each of the opportunities that we have to help the people around us that may be suffering or may be at risk or may not have the supplies, the reserves, the supplements, the foods that they need to help keep their immune system primed and working. And so we are going and serving and helping, but we are reducing the contact, and we're cleaning the surfaces and are washing our hands. I've been trying, like you, to remind people of basics wherever I can.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the sugar, and I would just add to your important reminder that it's refined sugar that we're referring to, that you don't want to avoid taking whole fruits, the sugars that are found in plants and fruits, that these, in fact, those kinds of sugars actually help improve the absorption of the anthocyanins that you get from your dark berries, blueberries, and grapes, and particularly Sambucus, the elderberry. Research has found that if you are taking that within the context of the whole sugars and the pectins and the other parts of those fruits, as opposed to even a juice, that a whole fruit extract like Nature's Way uses for Sambucus, with the natural sugars intact, and even a pinch of sugar when you've got the pectins, when you've got the whole fruit in there,
right,
actually improves the amount of anthocyanins that you absorb. But I appreciate those kinds of reminders. When we're saying wash our hands, I also remind people that you can wash your hands to the point where you have lost the entire healthy mantle of bacteria and the oils that have that natural acidity that reduces the replicative rate of bacteria. So you do want to replenish the oils. Make sure you're taking your essential fatty acids, your fish oils, your evening primrose oils, even some olive oil. The olive oil dispensers are refilled on every counter of our bathrooms, so that after we've washed our hands, rather than leave our hands so dry and vulnerable from the cracks, through the cracks and crevices,
right,
will creep in the bacteria. We put back that mantle of natural oils that the fatty acids help to block the replication of bacteria that we're going to be exposed to the second we're finished drying our hands, and possibly even while drying our hands, we're adding bacteria back into the skin, and those crevices and cracks need to be sealed up with good oils. So take them internally and use them externally, and sleep, I guess, would be the third simple basic reminder. Our immune systems are, if we are well-fed, if the army of our immune system, which marches on its stomach just like any army does, if our immune system forces are well-fed, they can march to the scene of an irritation. They can march to the scene of an incursion, of an attack, and they can deal. We have such amazing strategies in our immune system to withstand and defend and protect. But if we are not getting enough sleep, the army marches on its stomach, but it has to get a good night's rest. If we are getting 6 or fewer hours of sleep a night, the Centers for Disease Control indicate that they show it'll take twice as long for your immune system to generate the antibodies necessary for you to claim immunity from the latest particular virus or pathogen that is a part of our biome, our part of our environment that we're constantly exposed to.
Yeah, the immune system. I'm glad we touched on it. So that's a good place to start our discussion here today. It's just such an important to keep that homeostasis going on, right? Just to keep that that balance in the body, and we be able to handle these things better. So let's talk a little bit about the immune system there. And I know there's a lot of fancy words when it comes into these B cells and these macrophages and all these other kinds of words. Can you simplify it a little bit for us there?
Well, let's just quantify it. I mean, the names are all so complex and long because there's so many of them, and they had to come up with a unique name so that researchers could actually follow and try to track and see what they're doing, how they do it, how our body can be fed to be able to keep on doing it. We're now going beyond just calling it an immune system or an immune layers of systems. It's now called an immune complex network, because a healthy immune system will help maintain that homeostasis you mentioned through extraordinarily complex networks composed of dozens of immune cell types, hundreds of non-immune cell types, hundreds of cytokines, chemokines, and proteins, thousands of extra and intracellular factors, and basically just an innumerable number of strategic configurations that you were born with. That's a part of your innate immune system. That's not even talking about the acquired side of your immune system. You're born with these innumerable strategic configurations that need to be well-fed and given plenty of rest. It's during our deep sleep cycles that we are forming the dendrites and so many of the different immune factors that we need to take us through the day and through the assaults of each and every day. So rest and nutrition, complex nutrition, is the only way we can feed the complex networks of our immune system.
Well, how were herbs used traditionally through history? And it's a very broad question. Did they know all these centuries ago that certain herbs can make a difference in someone's, let's say, immune system, in a sense?
Well, if you want to go to history, how did we evolve? The very plant cells are so much like our own human cells. They have the very same type of apparatuses, the same strategies, the same tissues, the same organelles, the same membranes. That they themselves have developed and evolved to have to resist viral attack, to resist microbial attack. The viruses and the microbes and the stressors that plants experience are the same ones that we suffer from, that we have to resist and gain resilience against. These plants have, over evolutionary time, developed hundreds of thousands of unique compounds. We call them antioxidants. We call them phytochemicals. We call them immune factors. These plants have had to build over time because they can't just go in to Holly Hill and get the latest supplement. They have to stay where they're planted and develop the innumerable strategies to withstand infection. And it's incorporating a diversity of these fruits and vegetables, leaves and roots, and the various parts of a variety of healthy supplemental plants and herbs that will contribute to our diet, to our immune system, the innumerable factors that our system needs for the 37 sextillion cellular activities that are going on second by second within our bodies. Nothing can keep up with the life within ourselves, except other life, life of plants. And these viruses have been around that long, too.
True.
If you read the history of that giant virus that's coming back into the news, of how we even got to the point where viruses are able to spring out and utilize our cells and our RNA and attack our ATP and mitochondria, that's why we're left so fatigued when we are in the struggle, the battle for acquiring an immunity for some virus that continues to mutate. They attack the ATP. They attack the ATP-producing mitochondria of our cells and replicate with using our DNA to replicate their RNA. So we've evolved with this. It's been forever that we have been struggling to maintain homeostasis against these types of stressors, and it just really requires that we go back to basics and remember to get our rest, remember to diversify our diet. I love to encourage people to keep getting the fruits and vegetables in their wholesome form so that you aren't dealing with the stress that you mentioned of having too much refined sugar in their diet. Mm-hmm. I love the Sambucus because it is a whole berry extract that it provides the anthocyanins that has been shown to actually go in and help with surveillance in the bloodstream. If you get them absorbed from your diet, then they will get into the bloodstream and they will move throughout your body, being pumped by the wonderful cardiovascular system and going past the filters of the liver, because the liver knows you need these anthocyanins, and they'll go out and help to slow down the rate at which certain viruses are spreading. They can improve and be a part of your immune system because they were a part of the immune system of the plants that produced them.
Yeah, does it kind of upset you that sometimes the medicine today, they poo-poo the natural herbs and things and say this is such ancient stuff, but then again, a lot of their drugs and stuff have come from plant sources originally. It must frustrate you a little bit there.
Well, they lose their own potential when they are going to atomistic ends in isolating just a particular phytoconstituent, just a particular molecule, down to the molecule. Yes, they can patent their research, and that makes for a much more lucrative return on the investment. But when they go to that isolated form, yes, it is very inhibitive. It is very interactive. It can be very efficacious for a time because it's that particular weapon that plant wielded to address a particular stressor. But as soon as they isolate it, it gives the viruses, the microbes, and the ultimate opportunity, the ultimate window opening so that they can then just say, oh, this is the only weapon they've got against me. I can just mutate in this direction. I can mutate in that direction. And then ultimately, like we know with superbacteria, they end up consuming the very medication that had been helpful, that had been remedial prior to. Now the bacteria, because you're only approaching it with one single little molecule that can be efficacious, these other microbes, they're alive, they're thriving, they're seeking to change and build their own resilience to your defenses. And so it shows the quinines and things of anti-malarial drugs from the 1870s lost their ability to help support the body against malaria, and the malaria agents were able to then actually start consuming that medicine to be able to thrive in the presence of that medicine, and they had to go back to complexing them. If you go back to the complexity and approach your immune system, feed it with the complexities of phytoconstituents, phytochemistry, then you have the whole range. And life has it's difficult for a bacterium to mutate in 1,000 ways simultaneously to be able to withstand the complex strategies and phytonutrients that come when we incorporate such things like Echinacea. Like you mentioned, Echinacea just this last year was in the press again, showing that it not only interacts and builds its own phytochemistry, a phytopharmaceutical factory of strategies to withstand predation and withstand immune stress, but it actually interacts with the biology, the biome around in which it lives, the bacterial microbiome. And Echinacea has been proposed as one of the best plants to reveal the intimate environment in which it lives, and that one echinacea plant grown in a healthy, diverse biome may actually contribute much more to our immune resilience than, say, an echinacea that's grown in a sterile environment. So we are complex entities striving to survive and thrive amidst the complexity of stressors, and it's only plants that can help contribute to that, and our own biome that can help give us the unique and rapid ways of building strategies for the next novel incursion.
Yeah, which will probably definitely come again. So can herbs be both protective in the long run and also act as a fighter too at the same time? Or
oh, definitely.
Yeah,
you know how toxic, say, mercury can be, or arsenic, or
right.
cadmium.
Right.
These heavy metals, we avoid them. We actually test our foods to make sure there's not too much of these naturally occurring rare earth metals. But in fact, when we are taking in a diet of plant foods, of diversity of plant tissues, leaves and roots and berries and barks and all the parts of these plants, we find that they, because they live in this same earth, are able to take these same rare earth metals, and they are the source for what has now recently been found, not just, say, selenium and zinc. I think you mentioned zinc and manganese and magnesium. All of these minerals are very important to our immune system's ability. We kind of use them as swords. Zinc is the edge of the sword that our natural killer cells use
right.
to destroy bacteria. Selenium is the one that will protect your ATP, your mitochondria, so that you can keep on generating energy in the struggle. Certain viruses attack the mitochondria, and selenium, is incorporated into the new Fortify for men, the probiotic Fortify with selenium. That's been found to actually protect the mitochondria from damage due to incursion, due to immune stress. But the recent findings that amazed me, Jim, and maybe you saw these, they have identified 17 to 27 rare earth metals in our antibodies. So the acquired side of our immune system, that ultimate weapon of defense, the antibodies that we can generate, and usually takes us about 2 weeks to get online so that we can really fight the good fight against new viral stressors, immune stressors, that two-week period to build these antibodies. It's found that on the antibodies are from 17 to 27 different types of rare earth metals, metals that would just kill us if we were to take them in their inorganic form. But that because plants are able to thrive and take in these and use them for their own immune strategies, they then contribute those to us, and our antibodies thrive all the more for the fact that we are taking our alive, we're taking our fruits and vegetables, we're taking our echinacea, we're taking our sambucus, and we're taking the probiotics that we need to improve the absorption of those anthocyanins from the sambucus.
Cool.
The selenium that to help support our immune system.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, too. That's pretty cool. Doc, Dean, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. And we'll talk a little bit about the elderberry, because that's a very important and the difference out there. Be right back with Dean Morris from Nature's Way.
Ever need your own personal grime-fighting superhero? Well, each of us has an amazing grime-fighter on call 24/7. For most, this grime-fighter operates under a secret identity, but some recognize it as our liver. Able to clean out toxins, pollutants, chemicals, and microbes at the rate of around 30 gallons of blood per hour, night and day, your liver is doing a super job fighting grime. So what are you doing to help the crusade? Do something super to support and protect healthy liver function. Supplement your grime fighting with Super Thistleine Advanced Detox Formula. This unique blend of thistleine milk thistle extract plus other herbs like artichoke and vitamin and specialty antioxidants like alpha lipoic acid adds 12 super ingredient sidekicks to your grime fighting team. All you have to do is swallow and smile. Ask for Nature's Way brand Super Thistleine at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales, and have a super day. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon. And a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPV AM 1440.
All right, folks. We are back with Dean Morrissey, master herbalist, fifth generation educator for Nature's Way. And you type in Dean Morris herbalist, and there's a whole bunch of his lectures, Facebook stuff, all that stuff out there. So he's still going strong. Is there a sixth generation coming around, Dean?
Oh, definitely, yes. All three of our kids are can field, go into a field and recognize dozens of medicinal value of plants. And
yeah,
we love living here along the Wasatch Front because we live right on the forest, national forest, and can go out and forage and bring into our gardens and our homes just the original sources of these plants that are thriving amongst all the stressors of their environment, and incorporate them into our diet so that we can take advantage of all of their strategies.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Now, when I saw you down in Florida, we talk a little bit about the elderberry, and I remember you mentioning in 2018 it was the third, after CBD and turmeric, that was the third bestseller out there, and there was a shortage, actually, a year ago. So, but, you know, we only have 10 minutes, but there's a nice little history of the elderberry. So I know you can encapsulate your hour lecture into it's like a few minutes here. I appreciate it.
And you say you talk about history. Back in 1656, the first book on Sambucus, on elderberry, was published. And here's a quote: "There is hardly a disease from the head to the foot, but it cures. It is profitable for the headache, for ravings, for waking, for hypochondriac and melancholy, the falling sickness, catarrhs, deafness, faintness, and even fakors." And I had to look up a 17th century dictionary to understand what fakors are. And it could be a number of things. It could be seasickness or hunting, pillaging accidents or stark staring madness. If we can help you with fakors like they found and published books on back in 1656, well, we definitely want to keep on using that. If the elderberry tree bush has been able to survive so many different, well, pandemics, epidemics, viral stressors, novel stressors, and still is thriving throughout the world, then they've got it right. They've got a strategy that we ought to pay attention to, and of course the researchers are recognizing that the anthocyanins, that really dark purple pigment that gives Sambucus its botanical name, Sambucus nigra. Nigra, the black, dark color of that pigment of those anthocyanins, and I just call them anthos for short, anthocyanins being such a long word, those anthos, if we can incorporate them into our diet, we will have one of the same resistors, the same stress-resisting compounds that the elderberry plant produces. The research researchers have found that the more anthocyanins a particular cultivar produces, the more resistant it is to parasites and to bugs and to insects. And we assume that they are also part of the resilience against the microbial world. And so it's quite important that we get the most anthocyanins, the most anthos we can, from our supplements, from our cultivars, the variety of elderberry that we choose, how it's harvested, how it's grown. We only hand-pick the berries, the whole berries that are used to make Sambucus for the Nature's Way line, because that particular harvesting technique preserves anthocyanins. Mm-hmm. If you're using machinery or if you're waiting, not picking it when it's fully, fully ripe, you won't get near the anthos, these pigments, you won't get near the quantity in your finished product. So having been around, Nature's Way having been around for such a long time, it's that expertise that they build into each product to understand each of these plants, how they grow, which is the best variety to grow, which one produces and how to produce and cultivate the most anthos in these plants, so that when we make that whole berry extract, you're getting the very richest sources of anthocyanins, and these then go into your body and become a part of your immune strategy to resist the spreading of those predators that are on the microbial level.
So there is a big difference in where it's grown, like certain plants and things, and how it's cultivated, you're saying?
Well, you mentioned manganese and magnesium earlier on.
Right.
It's in fact soils that are rich in magnesium where we find the very richest growing cultivar of elderberry, the Hashberg variety. They grow in the magnesium-rich soils of the Ganz, Austria area, and that's where we continue to grow and contract with family farmers that have been for generations growing and harvesting this Hashberg variety of elderberries, and these are the ones that, in comparative research, rise to the top, always seem to be producing the very highest amount of anthos. Then this is the anthos, the complex of antioxidants that we want to incorporate into our diet.
It is the form of delivery, because I know Nature's Way makes syrups and lozenges and chews and everything. Does that make a big difference? And also that maybe discuss children's use of it, too.
It really does. The personal preference, I think, is the biggest driver of which dosage form a person may choose. It's getting those anthos and all the other things that we're taking from the whole berry. We're not using a juice, so we're not just getting the sweeter, sugary concentrations of a pressing of the berry. We're taking the entire berry and getting all of those thousands of phytonutrients that these berries concentrate to protect and resist the stressors from their environment. But we're taking those and making a solid extract out of them so that we get rid of the water that might be a source for bacteria to take advantage. That's why we don't need the artificial preservatives in our product. And then we build that solid extract into zinc lozenges, into gummies, into fizzy drink powders, into syrup, and of course the lozenge that I like and that I use, but of course not everybody likes to have their mouth look purple for an hour or so
right,
after sucking on a straight Sambucus original elderberry lozenge. But so there's preferences that provide, but we know that these are bioavailable. We know that we can get anthocyanins into your bloodstream with either and any of our delivery forms. And so it's really just a personal preference. When you are turning to the quality of Nature's Way Sambucus, you're going to get those anthos as they are indicated on the label, the amounts of the anthocyanins, those biologically active compounds. You will read on the label how much you are to expect, and you'll get it from each and every bottle of a Nature's Way Sambucus.
Dean, did you ever have elderberry wine?
You know, I am not. I do not drink. Well, I should say I do not imbibe in beverages that are built just for their alcohol content.
Okay, I understand.
But I do use alcohol to preserve my own elderberry. I call it bloosh because we harvest the elderberries and we like to put just a splash of vodka in to make sure that we are preserving so that we can throughout the year have that. When we run out of our own, we turn to Nature's Way because they know how to hand harvest and bring the very best bear on the general consumers that are in such demand right now.
Yeah, my girlfriend's an herbalist, so there's always a big bottle of vodka in the house there. It might be just knowing me. I don't know.
So I've never made an actual cordial or made the elderberry wine.
Yeah.
The tinctures, I think, would be a real close match.
There you go.
And I've enjoyed those.
No, we only got a couple of minutes left, though, but I wanted to touch on UMCA, which is a favorite of mine for many, many years. And if you can wrap that up in a couple of minutes, what UMCA, how wonderful that is.
I certainly will. And, of course, UMCA, the original drops of the UMCA, it comes from the Zulu, Lesotho tribe of the Zulu nation. They named this plant the bad cough plant, Umkulkane. So I pronounce it UMCA just because that kind of gets a little closer to the way the Lesotho tribe of the Zulu herb the herbalists of the Lesotho tribe called this plant Umkulkane, the bad cough plant.
Right.
And it's an amazing plant. Of course, that original one does have some alcohol in it as well. I think alcohol as a place for stabilizing herbal extracts is important, but it gets back to what your advertisement was talking about.
Mm.
If we're drinking too much alcohol, we can reduce the ability of the liver to ultimately be the last filter to get rid of some of these viral bodies, to get rid of the bacteria.
Mm.
If your liver is functioning well, you're going to really reduce the chronicity, the longer lasting and those that are hanging around just coming, waiting for an opportunity for you to miss some sleep and come back with a vengeance. Your liver has to clear out that blood of all of these bacteria and microbial infestations. So I really try to baby my liver whenever there's a certain stressor in the community. I am always focused on making sure that the liver is working well as I'm feeding UMCA and Sambucus and so many of the other wonderful things, the probiotics with selenium and so many other wonderful things that we can always be making sure our diet is getting a diverse array of these nutrients. But the Sambucus, the UMCA, it's a wonder. They work kind of like bookends for the immune system. Sambucus can help reduce the inflammation that can occur, and UMCA can help the cells to withstand the predation. They can literally help feed your own cells to improve their ability to produce the cytokines that can withstand infection. So they're a wonderful complement one to another. And that UMCA is just a wonderful way to shorten the duration and reduce the severity of symptoms of upper respiratory tract irritation.
Dean, it's been a real pleasure having you on. Thank you so much. You got as much energy as you did 20 years ago when you were on the show. So I appreciate it.
Good to work with you, Jim. Have a healthy, healthy week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Dean. Thanks again. All right, guys. We're open till 8 o'clock tonight instead of the normal 9. We plan to be open this weekend and helping out people, so give a call. And, wash your hands and get some sleep, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can get better faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary natural homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is a top-selling, clinically tested extract that comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka. Also look for Umka Cold Plus Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold Plus Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka. Look for Umka products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Commons Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon. And a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Commons Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.